on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Well, Taipans fans, I went along to the game on Saturday night and came away with a whole new hope for the future, if you like, with their new-look team, the new-look Taipans. It was just a dream come true for fans. I mean, they came away in disbelief. I'll just read this from Harry Murto in the Cairns Post. It says here, the Taipans showcased their firepower. This is language that hasn't been used by Taipans, I think, for years. Anyway, it says they showcased their firepower in a record 93-67 thrashing of the Adelaide 36ers in front of a raucous home crowd. Were they what? A whole lot of people must have lost their voices. The screaming was so loud. And that was without Scott Machado, their superstar. And they've got these new names, like Tarjay McCall. They've got Stephen Zimmern, people that are new names that are just fabulous. Deng was there and doing his best ever. And they've got a new coach called Adam Ford. And it would appear, in the view of some people there on Saturday night, Adam Ford is a magician. He's turned this team around. It's potentially a real threat to the competition premiership. Now, Alex Loughton's on the line. Alex is the marketing coordinator these days out at Kent Frost Homes, but he's former captain of the Taipans. Hello, Alex.
Good morning, John.
Did you find words to describe the display on Saturday night?
Mate, look, sit back in your chair, kick off your shoes if they're not off already, and enjoy this little breakdown. So it was an unexpected absolute shellacking of over the Adelaide 36ers. Unexpected for many reasons. So no Machado, okay. So Adam Ford has two options. He can go with the older veterans to fill in the positions, you know, accordingly, a Jared Kenny at the point and all that kind of thing. Or you can do something a little bit more risky, bring in young Bull Quoll at the two, put Tarjay McCall at the one, keep Kawhat Noi at the three, Majuk Deng at the four, and Zimmerman at the five. Mm. And lo and behold, you have an unbelievable potent mix of offensive firepower and McCall at the point, 9 assists for the whole game. Yeah. He's bordering on the double-double category. And then the total points in that first quarter, over 30 points for the half, 54 points in the half, on track for 108 points for the game. Had you ever imagined this kind of combination would be the absolute antidote to the Adelaide 36ers? Coming off two wins, they came off two wins. Their import guard had 40 points last game, and then nothing like for this game, except in garbage time. Mm. Garbage time, John, is the garbage time at the end of the game where it doesn't matter, but they call it eloquently garbage. Now, the offensive firepower for 36ers were not firing at all. DJ Johnson was frustrated. Mitch McCarron, former tight end, was frustrated. Mahave King, former tight end, was very quiet. They just looked out of sorts and couldn't figure out how a Machado-less Taipan were getting it done. Mm. Now, how were they getting it done? Tarjay McCall, unbelievable at the point. Finding open players, finding the bigs. Now, the bigs feasted in this game. 63 points combined with Majuk Deng, Zimmerman, Pinder and Nartai, all the bigs, the engine room, John, let's be honest. The bigs are the driving force for any basketball team. Mm. I could be biased, but anyway, the bigs delivered, but it was off. It was at the table that McCall set. He basically put it out on a silver platter. He had the defense for 36ers turning in fits, trying to keep a hold of him. He was getting past them. He found the bigs rolling to the basket, and they put the icing on the cake. But wow, what a performance. And here's the X factor, John. We spoke about Kawhat Noi needing that boomers-worthy performance throughout the season. Mm. He's been fantastic at the start of this the season in Perth and then the last home game for the Taipans. But Bull Quoll is a no-name coming in from the NBL one, that league below the NBL from Victoria. Mm. And he's thrust into the starting lineup in your rookie season, and he played the most minutes, 32 minutes, an impact of 8 points in the game. Mm. He was fantastic. Now, defensively, This is where this combination found their groove. Mm. That first quarter absolutely put the clamps on the 36ers, and they were on the back foot. They were stifled. They didn't know where to turn and how, you know, how to get points on the board. So that combination was really active defensively, and it was pretty delightful to watch as they would get stops and then they'd be off to the races. Another stop, off to the races. So everyone was hungry. Everyone was feasting. There was minutes to claim. So Bull Qual certainly, proved to coach Adam Ford that he was worthy of that, the time that he was given. Just really active and very, very impressive, a very impressive performance from start to finish. Now, the final sort of silver lining in all this, or the something that I think is worthy of note, Taji McCall, only 26 minutes. They put the cue in the rack well into the start of that fourth quarter where they said, Tajir, your job is done. We're resting you for this onslaught of games from Boxing Day onwards. Mm. There's like two or three games before the New Year's Eve game at the convention centre. Yeah. But how about that for options for Coach Adam Ford to find, not stumble across the comment. I think he knew where he was going to go as soon as Machado was not available, but Ford knew that he was going to throw this combination together. This is his most exciting, most active, most useful combination of five players in that starting in that starting five. And then you could bring in Keanu Pinder, who was excellent. He had back-to-back triples, which is, you know, a fairly rare sort of thing. He's normally an inside presence, but he was hitting threes. Zimmerman hit a three, and even Jawai attempted a three, which got blocked, but they were on fire and they were feeling it. They caught team fire basically, but it started at that defensive end from my book. And Adelaide, they missed an opportunity because McCall's playing out of position at the point. Bull Qual's in as starting. They needed to put pressure defensively on those guys straight away. Mm. Double team on balls. They needed to press up the floor. They didn't do any of that. They played off on defense. They didn't apply any pressure. And so the Titans were able to get comfortable very early on. So I think an opportunity missed for the 36ers. And not a whole lot of, positive things coming out of that camp for that game. Now that they've won, 36ers have won the last couple of games, so they were coming in very confident. But credit to the Taipans for an absolute awesome display from start to finish.
Talking about credit, how much credit should go to the judgment of the new coach Adam Ford?
Well, Adam Ford, a very experienced in terms of games where he's been under Trevor Gleeson at the Wildcats. He's been at Sydney Kings. He's now here at the helm. He's very young. He's still in his 30s, I believe. Don't quote me on that. But absolute credit should go to Adam Ford for, one, taking the risk and believing in that combination that I spoke of. Rather than maybe going more conservative and traditional and bringing in, the official sort of players, but like a Jared Kenny and Natai that were probably more experienced there, but he's gone for perhaps a bit more risky, Bull Qual and obviously moving Tajir to the point.
Yeah.
But it paid off. I think he's got a very good sense of occasion. He's certainly very passionate. And this team, as you said in the intro there, they've found a sense of belief. They've found hope. And that is going to absolutely get them going for these next few games. They've got a tough couple of games on the road, but when you find that belief, my goodness, things open up.
Yeah. I just hope New Year's Eve. I hope they get the crowd they deserve New Year's Eve. It's got to be chock-a-block because that was just a brilliant display. And really premiership chances when you see that sort of performance on Saturday.
That kind of performance, absolutely. When you put the points in that 90s, usually you want to be thinking in this league, high 80s is going to put you in contention to get a W. In the 90s, and that defensive effort is certainly going to give you a really high chance of that. But that was certainly top four caliber basketball, and we certainly want that to continue with that consistency. Yes. That's the hardest thing. Now, they've held serve at home. John, remember we need 11 out of the 14, or at the very worst, 10 out of the 14 home games as wins.
Yeah.
You've got to hold serve at home and go and pinch at least five or six on the road to even be a chance in that top four. But I think there's going to be a big logjam this season, John. It's very hard to predict any of these games, any of these wins, because it's been an up and down. You know, Melbourne United came back after their huge defeat from their previous game, and then they've tranced South Melbourne Phoenix. So there's all these different scenarios opening up where the team you think's going to win is not, and that's what's exciting about this league this year.
Great to talk to you, Alex, the most excited Alex has ever been. Alex Loughton, with very good reason, he's the marketing coordinator, Ken Frost Holmes, but former captain of the Taipans. Coming up to 18 to 11. All summer long. This summer.